That's the spirit.
Oh, shit. Kia ora, penis. Sorry, I just spilled like a small amount of my drink on the console. So I'm just hoping you could send up a little prayer that there's nothing wrong. Okay. I think I actually did, might have actually broken it. But let's just play our through. And I will slightly distractedly mop a few things up as we talk. What do we got today?
Okay, so we're going to go back to those priests who chained themselves outside Nicola Willis's office.
Oh, yes, we had people ask about that.
Simeon Brown's office.
Oh, yeah. So,
I've been picking up on their backgrounds and who they are and what they think they were doing.
Yeah, what can you tell us?
So, in Wellington, there were five Anglican priests, including the husband of the assistant bishop, and one Catholic priest, who is a Monsignor, so that's his very senior priest.
Mm-hmm.
In Auckland, there were two Baptist ministers, both, I think, connected with the training college, Kerry Baptist College, and two Anglican priests, including the vicar of St. Matthew's.
Oh, wow.
That was very interesting. Yes. Of course, the Auckland ones were shoved on very promptly, and so they got very little attention.
Right.
Whereas the Wellington ones stayed around for 32 hours and clearly annoyed Nicola Willis no end. it is rather funny, in fact, because actually if she had played along, it would have been far better. But Nicola Willis is, I think, from my reading of her character, not the sort of person who will ever give any space to anybody who she thinks is attracting attention away from her.
that's an interesting one. So how long did they, what happened in the end? How long did the Wellington one stay?
Yeah, so they started about midday on Monday and finally left in the evening on Tuesday evening last week, as far as I can see.
Wow.
I think the most effective moment, really quite the splendid moment, was when they held a communion service in front of the office. They'd all worn, by the way, baby nappies.
Oh, I was going to ask. I didn't want to ask.
Yeah. And they felt a little bit cold and miserable before they went home, but they offered to share, to break bread, they said, with Nicola Willis.
Mm.
She was not impressed.
She declined?
She declined.
Oh.
Yeah, she declined. I don't know that she would regularly have taken communion anywhere, but there we are. And I think what was interesting about this was that it did get quite a lot of public attention. Of course, I think stunts do get attention.
Yeah.
And probably it was because it was a stunt, but it was also a stunt done by clergy dressed up in their fancy robes.
Yeah, and it was their real garb. They weren't sort of exaggerating.
That's right. Two of them, I might say, have been chaplains, university chaplains.
Mm.
The current chaplain at the University, Victoria University of Wellington, was the woman in the group.
Oh, right.
And I know Mel McKenzie well, and she's a spirited sort of person who I think feels very, very strongly about the Palestinian situation. And so I wasn't at all surprised to see her there.
Well, it is really nice to see, actually, because whatever you believe in, unless you believe that what I'm about to say, there's a frustrating number of, kind of Christian people out there just going along with this idea that, oh, Israel's God's chosen place and so therefore can do no wrong, etc. But it's all a bit Old Testament, you know. It's a bit it's pretty frustrating, you know. It's one of those classic pick and chooses things where people, even people who wouldn't maybe think of themselves as that conservative, having that conservative viewpoint that Israel is, you know, superhero of the world because God.
Actually, you know, it is very interesting because I've been trying to weigh the weight of opinion within churches.
Mm.
And I would pick that most Pentecostal churches would be pro-Israel, but I would have thought there were very, very few people from mainstream Anglican, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic churches who would have been sympathetic with Israel because, you know, all of them have got very large charitable works in Gaza that have been destroyed or damaged as a result of these things. And the combined Anglican and Catholic bishops have come out recently with a letter very critical of Israel.
Yeah.
So I think it actually, this is one of those interesting cases where you might assume the conservatism of the clergy, but you're probably wrong. It was especially good to see two Baptists, I thought, because that is not necessarily so obvious which way Baptists would stand. In the States, of course, Baptists are desperately pro-Israel. Not so much in New Zealand, I think.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, so quite intriguing. And also, I think, I mean, all of us have been puzzled about how do you change attitudes?
Yeah.
And especially in the very ambiguous place that the government has put itself into. You know, the government had its marvellous moment overnight when the Australian, Canadian and British governments all came out declaring that they would recognise Gaza. And it's so concerning to not see New Zealand in that group.
Oh, yeah. And you have to wonder which one of the three stooges is responsible for the slowing down of that. You know, you could probably guess.
Yeah, that's right. And one tends to think that, you know, I would have no confidence that we're going to hear the sort of news we would hope we would hear whenever Winston chooses to give it.
Yeah, well, didn't they say Thursday maybe? I'm not sure what the delay is.
Yes, I think when he's to do his speech at the United Nations, he said it will be announced there. But, you know, there were much better opportunities to do it along with...
Yeah, get the attention of the rest of the world.
Yep, that's right, that's right. As it is, I mean, tables I've seen looking at who's recognised Israel don't seem to know that New Zealand exists.
So that's right. That's why you're right. I think having that opportunity to be on a nice long list and getting the mention along celebrity countries such as the United Kingdom would have been quite good.
I really think that was an extraordinary missed opportunity. I'm sure that New Zealand would have been sounded out for that.
Yeah.
It seems as though it didn't suit Winston anyway.
Do you know, do either David Seymour and Winston Peters, they are the decidedly, they don't kind of talk religion, do they? Neither of them?
No, though I think in both cases they have had some links, some friendly links with religious people, but certainly they make no profession themselves of any religion.
Interesting, there's none of that sort of pretense, you know. The only one, I guess, Christopher Luxon, we've talked about in the past, but...
Yes, that's right, but doesn't seem to show anything he does.
No, exactly. Oh, interesting. Oh, well, and so what happened to the priests? Did they just get kind of a rap over the knuckles and told to say a few Hail Marys, or whatever the case is for the Anglicans?
Well, but the Anglican bishops... the Bishop of Wellington, the Archbishop of New Zealand, who was Anglican Bishop of Wellington and his assistant, whose husband was in the project, sent a message of strong approval, and it's featured on the Anglican website with some pride.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So you need not despair as much as you possibly are.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. It's really nice to see. What I liked about it so much is what we've talked about before is, you know, people like Brian Tamaki get to be the loudest because they're the loudest. But, you know, perhaps it's time to just be just as loud and make more sense.
Yeah, you bet. No, that's for sure what is significant about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for your time. And, let us know if there's any developments in the area. And
I will keep my watch on up for you.
All right. Thank you, Peter. See you soon.
All right. Very good.
Kei kite. Well, there you go. And we wait, see if there might be an update. And you never know, it seems to be Now, it seems to be a relatively effective way to get some attention, just saying. There's a lot of MPs out there, just saying. Yeah, okay, where to from here? We've got about a quarter of an hour to go until the news is back again. I reckon before six we'll give away this Crystal Chen package, and for now I'm going to see if the desk is still working or if I've destroyed this beautiful ancient 95 BFM desk or not. Here is Josh Casino, and after that we might talk Crystal Chen.